Let's enjoy today's message by Sam Adeyemi.
The witness. That is our theme for the month, the witness. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, New Living Translation. Let's start from there. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. If you don't mind, I'd like us all to read together today. Is that okay? Let's go. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Amen. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So this is amazing. The last words of Jesus Christ. And he says to his disciples, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come unto you, and you will be witnesses to me. And we said last week that Christ did not say that we would be preachers. He said we would be witnesses. That word witness is so intentional. It's so specific because a witness is someone who has had firsthand experience. Someone who was there, someone who experienced it, right? It's practically a legal terminology. And a witness makes a big difference in a court case. In fact, sometimes they can determine the failure or success of a court case, right? And that's what Christ said we should do. Witnesses. Share your story, right? Say what you experienced. What could be more valid than that? What could be more believable than that? This was not designed to be a theoretical exercise, right? It wasn't something that was meant to be academic. This was meant to be you sharing your story. So think about it. What qualification do you need to be a witness? What academic qualifications do you need? You may be a professor. You may be a fisherman. The important thing is that you had an experience and that you can tell your story with authenticity, right? Good. We want to go a step further today. From Christ's discussion with his disciples just before he left, it was not going to be enough that they were witnesses of his crucifixion and resurrection. He said that they needed power to be able to share their stories. We must not skip that. Let's read a bit from the Bible. Luke 24, verses 45 to 49, New Living Translation. Luke 24. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. These were two of his disciples walking on the road to a city called Emmaus, discussing, and Jesus came and walked along with them. He opened their minds to understand the scriptures, verse 46. And he said, yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name in all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. That's the message. You are witnesses of all these things. That's the word again, verse 49. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. This actually was an instruction to all of his disciples, right? The discussion with the guys on the road to Emmaus was earlier in the same chapter, 24. And now I will send the Holy Spirit just as my Father promised, but stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven. That's instructive. I know you saw it. You saw me die. You've seen me now resurrected. That's not enough yet. Stay in the city until you have received power. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, New Living Translation. Acts 1, 4 and 5. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before. John baptized with water, but in just a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Don't preach yet. Don't preach yet until you have received power. Thank you, Jesus. Until the Holy Spirit has come. And in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came and something dramatic happened to his disciples. Acts chapter 2, we'll take it from verse 1 and see how far we can go. Let's allow the scriptures to speak for themselves. New Living Translation. Acts chapter 2, from verse 1. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done." They stood there amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're just drunk, that's all." Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." People of Israel, listen. God publicly endorsed Jesus the Nazarene by doing powerful miracles, wonders, and signs through him, as you well know. But God knew what would happen, and his prearranged plan was carried out when Jesus was betrayed. With the help of lawless Gentiles, you nailed him to a cross and killed him. But God released him from the horrors of death and raised him back to life, for death could not keep him in its grip. King David said this about him, "I see that the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and my tongue shouts his praises. My body rests in hope, for you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You have shown me the way of life, and you will fill me with the joy of your presence." Peter continued, "Dear brothers, think about this. You can be sure that the patriarch David wasn't referring to himself, for he died and was buried, and his tomb is still here among us. But he was a prophet, and he knew God had promised with an oath that one of David's own descendants would sit on his throne. David was looking into the future and speaking of the Messiah's resurrection. He was saying that God would not leave him among the dead or allow his body to rot in the grave. God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not done yet. I'm just saying that the day that the power of the Holy Spirit was poured, like Christ promised, something dramatic happened. These people who had been afraid, who had been hiding, right? They had been hiding. They remember how Peter denied Christ, how he ran away, and all those things. They were huddling together, right? And now Christ resurrected, and then he ascended and left them alone. Public opinion was still not tilted in their favor. So they were huddling together, right? Praying together, waiting for this promise that Jesus gave them. And there, the Holy Spirit came. And on that day, they became new people altogether. Something dramatic happened. That power that they needed before they could be witnesses, before they could share, the power came. The signs were there. They were now functioning beyond normal human ability. And people were beginning to, mock them and say, what is this? Early in the morning, these guys are drunk. And that was when Peter, now inspired by the Holy Spirit, the same Peter. I love this transformation. The same Peter that denied Christ, right? The same Peter now stood up and spoke. First, referred them back to the prophecies that had gone before. The prophecy of Joel. God had actually spoken, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He referred them back to David, right? Who was talking about God not allowing someone's body to rot in the grave or resurrecting. He said, David was not talking about himself. He said his grave is still with us. He was talking about the Messiah. And Peter landed powerfully on the fact that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, and we are all witnesses of it. That's the word. We're not just all preachers of it. We are witnesses of it. So let me continue from verse 33. Now he is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven, at God's right hand. And the Father, as he had promised, gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today. For David himself never ascended into heaven. Yet he said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies, making them a footstool under your feet. So let everyone in Israel know for certain that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, to be both Lord and Messiah. Now pay attention. Pay attention. Verse 37, right? Peter's words pierced their hearts. And they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins. Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promises to you, to your children, and to those far away, all who have been called by the Lord our God. Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all his listeners, save yourselves from this crooked generation. Verse 41, those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. Woof! Oh, thank you, Jesus. Mega witness, right? A witness under the influence of the Holy Spirit. That's how the whole place exploded. The critical factor, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Christ told his disciples, I will send you another comforter. Another comforter. I understand from my little study that there are two Greek words translated another. There is alos and there is heteros. The alos is another of the same kind. Heteros, which has the same root with heterogeneous, right, is another of a different kind. So if you say another animal, it can be another animal of the same kind. It can be another animal of a different kind. And the word Jesus used was alos, another comforter of the same kind. So with that, they knew that the Holy Spirit would be to them exactly what Christ had been. Only that this time, they would not see the Comforter, right? And once the Holy Ghost came and they knew that the Comforter had arrived, the same boldness, the same courage that they had when Jesus was around physically, that was the same thing that they now had. You will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost parts of the earth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare you an extraordinary witness. If you believe that, say amen again. Amen. The disciples changed. They changed in terms of character. They changed in terms of competence. They changed in terms of capacity. Character. You see, when you read Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, right? Gentleness, self-control, right? Kindness. They exploded in love. Before the end of Acts chapter 2, in fact, where I stopped, if you continue from there, from verse 42, you will see that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, and in breaking bread from house to house, they began to share their things. It's amazing. The proof of love is giving. Almost everybody on this planet grows up with trauma. Somebody somewhere hurts you. A parent, an uncle, a sibling, somewhere. Because there's no perfect person and no perfect family anywhere. But when you come to the family of God, He pours so much love into your heart. He heals you. Heals you of trauma. Heals you of prejudice, heals you of bias, heals you of the hurt, and now gives you the capacity to love on other people. These guys were so crazy in loving other people, they were selling their houses. You have to be out of your mind. They were out of their minds. Some of us need to be out of our minds, too controlled. Too human, too operating too much on the human level. If we're going to be effective witnesses for Christ, whoa, we need this baptism in love. So they were transformed in terms of their character. I mean, if you were Christ, should you not be afraid to leave those characters together? Seeing how they were behaving while you were present here physically? But Christ knew they would be changed. When they were filled with the Holy Ghost, that's why He told them, don't go anywhere. If they were not filled with the Holy Spirit, and they went out to be witnesses, some of them would beat people. They were transformed in terms of their character. They were transformed in terms of competence, capacity to solve problems for people. It was amazing. And they were transformed in terms of capacity, I promise you. Because they would go from doing things at the local level to doing things at the global level. Let me talk about their capacity for problem solving that exploded. Because Christ had said in Mark 16, let me read it, Mark 16. I'm talking about someone here today. I can testify about it because of the transformation that I experienced. And it was because I received the Holy Spirit, right? Mark 16, verses 15 to 20, New Living Translation. And then He told them, this was Christ before He left, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. Anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved, but anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. These miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. They will be able to handle snakes with safety, and if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick, and they will be healed. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, He was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor on God's right hand. Verse 20, and the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord walked through them, confirming what they were saying by many miraculous signs. I prophesy today in the name of Jesus Christ, someone here, from today, you will see miraculous signs. When you pray for people, when you share your story with people, story of what God has done in your life, you will see miraculous signs. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be changed into a different person. Some of us have experienced it before. I pray for you today, fresh baptism in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Woo! So this supernatural competence comes through what we call the gifts of the Spirit. The supernatural character comes through the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. The supernatural competence comes through the gifts of the Spirit. I call them supernatural talents. Naturally, I know, I believe with all my heart, there is nobody that is not talented. But now, this is a new dimension. This is the Holy Spirit of God coming on you, activating the gifts that He put inside you and layering them with new ones. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Supernatural talents. Capacity to solve problems supernaturally. Let me read a bit. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 to 11. Let me read that quickly. Just to describe a little bit what these supernatural talents are about. When you get home, you can study them. 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 1. Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Verse 4. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. So don't get into the business of running yourself down that you are not as talented, as gifted as somebody else. God doesn't, there is no single person that God will give everything. God has not created a replica for Himself, okay? So He distributes different talents. If you see someone demonstrating their talent in a beautiful way, celebrate it, love it, and use that, you know, as proof that you also have yours. Find it and serve the world with it. Amen. Verse 7. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. So we can help each other. It's not for you. It's not for you to be able to buy a car or to get a job. These gifts are gifts of service. If you really want to enjoy the Holy Spirit, like Jesus and the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, you just face the crowd. Face the crowd. Don't. It is Satan that tempts you to use the power of God to feed yourself. That's what he did for Christ, right? And Christ refused. But when it was the crowd that needed the bread, Christ unleashed the power. Come on. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Verse 8. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another. And to someone else, the one Spirit gives the gift of healing. Verse 10. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which each person should have. Did you see there the special ability to give wise advice? That's where my own is. Wisdom. Then he says, ability for special knowledge. The ability to know something about someone that nobody told you. Holy Spirit, though. He said, somebody has gift to prophesy. I was doing something, minding my own business recently, right? But I was overhearing Pastor Nike, right, on the phone with her friend. And she had the phone on speakerphone. They had not spoken in a long time. So, and then Pastor Nike was giving her friend advice, you see? And with this thing you are doing, that means you are this, that means you can do this, that means you can do that, that means you can, and you can actually do this. And when that were, at the point the lady just posted, said, it looks like you're a prophet. I just broke into a smile where I was. So, me that I live with her in the house, I'm the one that knows. The problem is, no, it's not a problem. But the interesting thing is most people don't know she's a prophet because her own prophet does not do. That's the end of the Lord. Her gift of prophecy flows with her speaking. She's gifted, she's wired for talking, right? For speaking. Now, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the prophecy flows with what she say, and you can miss it. Having been together, right, for over 30 years now, I've come to recognize it. It has saved me a lot of trouble. No, I entered trouble a lot before, right? But when I learned to respect, it's a gift. A gift is a gift. And it says that for some people, it is healing. How will you know whether God will heal people through you or not if you don't pray for sick people? Right? So the disciples of Christ exploded. After the Holy Spirit came on them, these witnesses for Christ exploded with supernatural competence for solving problems. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ an explosion. Explosion of testimonies. Did I hear you say amen? I say an explosion of testimonies. We're going to pray in a minute. We're praying in a minute. Never forget anything. Never forget any. If you forget anything, don't forget this one. If you forget anything, don't forget this particular one. No one called you to be a witness with your own ability. God called you to be a witness to the death and resurrection of Christ, to the fact that man's greatest problem is sin, and that that problem has been solved, that Christ died, and that he rose up. Say it, and say the impact on your life. I said, for me, first, capacity to love, capacity to be kind, because I found out my natural temperament has capacity for revenge, right? To plot very wicked revenge against people. Capacity to love and to be kind. In terms of competence, see me talking. The first time my dad had me preach in a recording, it was video. My brother just slotted it in. My dad didn't know I was preaching already. When he saw me, he was shouting. He could not stay on his seat. His friend was sitting there. He was saying, can you hear what this boy is saying? Can you hear what he say? Even the missionaries that brought Christianity to our area, they did not teach what this boy is saying. Wow, wow, he was shocked. Because when I'm under the influence of the Holy Spirit activating that gift, it's something else. I'm a different person, right? And I'm saying you also have supernatural talents like that. Let's go witness. The world is suffering out there. And God called us to be solution providers. Just witnesses. That's what he called us to be. Okay, so let me end with this. You know, Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you'll be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria. They stayed in Jerusalem. They were exploding with power. Thousands of people were getting saved. They stayed there. So in Acts chapter 8, persecution started in Jerusalem. Too much concentration of power. So Acts 8 from verse 4. But the believers who were scattered preached the good news about Jesus wherever they went. So they were forced to scatter. But wherever they went, they were busy sharing the witness. Verse 5 says, Philip, for example, went to the city of Samaria, which Jesus had said they would go, right? Went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about the Messiah. Verse 6, crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message and see the miraculous signs he did. This Philip, go and read in Acts chapter 6, he was one of the people they appointed to distribute food. Verse 7, many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, and many who had been paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Hey, thank you, Lord Jesus. I declare you a city-shaking witness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, say a powerful amen. Amen. All right, please stand to your feet with me. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Our star vesting prayers, right? All right. Our star vesting prayers. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, say with me. Father, I ask that you attract, draw, and arouse the desire for your son, Jesus, in the hearts of, mention the names of people that you want God to touch right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that the Holy Spirit will move on my brother, on my sister, on my boss in the office, on my landlord, on my tenant. I ask that the power of the Holy Spirit will move on my lecturer, on my students, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the desire for Jesus, the desire for God, be birthed in their heart supernaturally by the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Next prayer point, Lord, endorse our soul-winning drive with the gifts of the Spirit. Give us miracles of healings, answers to prayers. Let the gifts of the Spirit walk through us. Give us miraculous signs in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Father, we ask for the outpouring, fresh outpouring of the power of the Holy Spirit right now on every single one of us, that as we share our stories with people, that Lord, you will confirm your word. You will confirm what we're saying with miracles, signs, wonders, healings, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Because in Acts chapter 4 verse 13, when Peter and John were arrested, they said, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, see, that's what happened to me. Extremely shy guy, now speaking and jumping up before people, right? Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I receive boldness. I receive the courage to be a witness of the resurrection of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, I receive a fresh baptism of the Spirit and the boldness to be a city-shaking witness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I receive boldness to be a city-shaking witness. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. One more prayer point. Lord, open my eyes this week to recognize opportunities for witnessing about Christ. Open my eyes. Help my heart to be sensitive to recognize opportunities. Anywhere anybody mentions that they have a problem around me, help me to recognize the opportunity to share with them about Jesus. Go ahead and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I receive that sensitivity to recognize opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we're grateful. We thank you for honoring your word, for confirming your word right now. We thank you for pouring out the Holy Spirit on us afresh. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for making us city-shaking witnesses in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. We're grateful. And now, Heavenly Father, we declare an explosion of joy in Lagos, an explosion of joy in our families, an explosion of joy in our neighborhoods, an explosion of joy in our places of work, an explosion of joy in this nation, an explosion of joy in the nations of the world. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for the person that is a part of this service who says, my relationship is not okay with God. I can't even begin to share any witness with anybody because I can't say that my relationship with God is okay. So, Father, we thank you because the forgiveness starts from here. Can I ask if you're that honest person that you put your hand on your heart? I want God to forgive me my own sins right here, right now. And I want God to use me. All right. With your hand on your heart, please say this prayer after me. You may be present in the service. You may be at home. Please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Everyone else can be seated. If you're present at any of our physical locations to said the prayer, please remain standing. And if you're at home, also join us as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, thank you for everyone that said this prayer. Thank you because Jesus said there is joy in heaven among the angels when this happens. Woo! Heaven throws a party. Thank you. Their sins are forgiven. The nature of sin is removed from them. Your nature is in them now. And actually, you can now use them as witnesses to other people. We just say thank you. So we ask, Father, teach them to know you personally. Teach them to recognize your voice. teach them to love you the rest of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Please do have your seats if you're present physically. God bless you. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap for these wonderful people. As you, in Jesus' name.